Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thanks for having me.
A University of Minnesota study conducted under the Swine Health Information Center and Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research Wean to Harvest Biosecurity Research Program has evaluated the risk of swine transport trailers becoming contaminated at harvest plants. What prompted this study and what were its objectives?
There's always been a concern of the transmission of diseases and pathogens between a plant and the trailer, especially at the dock, the unloading dock. To address that, this study tracked the presence of four major pathogens that affect the industry as a method to assess the trailer contamination dynamics during unloading. Other objectives included identifying key factors such as season, cleaning practices, driver behaviors that might influence contamination risk. And so it really was important to characterize and bring objective data to address this concern across the industry.
Why the focus on harvest plants?
Again, the risk that harvest plants have is significant for the industry because they receive multiple animals from multiple locations, and that also presents a risk back upstream when trailers leave the plant and go back to their farms. And so it was important to recognize that this contributes to disease transmission and that the data to really show and quantify this risk was not present. And so we needed to really assess that across harvest plants.
Who was involved in the study? What was tracked and where? And how was data collected?
This study was led by Dr. Cesar Corzo and Lucas Feria at the University of Minnesota. And their goal was to determine whether contamination increased or decreased during unloading. They wanted to ID factors that could contribute to risks such as season, sanitation, and driver behaviors. They went to a plant every 2 weeks and asked the drivers to fill out a survey or if they were interested in taking part. And then there were samples that were collected and other factors were assessed such as temperature, humidity, trailer cleaning and disinfection, animal type, as well as driver PPE and training and education. And so this was, again, done for trailers over 26 sampling visits to a single plant.
What specifically was looked at in terms of procedures or protocols and specific pathogens and why?
It was really intended to assess major pathogens that we see in production. And so the pathogens under evaluation were PRRS, PED, porcine delta coronavirus, and Seneca virus A. There was 389 environmental samples collected across 26 different sampling events. And the samples were collected at the unloading dock, but also at the trailer at arrival before animals were unloaded, and then a second sample was taken from that same trailer after they were unloaded and before that trailer left. The samples were collected by the rear door and then assessed by PCR for the pathogens.
What were the key findings, and what's the significance of those findings?
One of the key findings was that 76% of trailers that arrived negative left positive for at least one pathogen. So that does highlight the level of contamination that can occur. It was also noted that docks are highly contaminated year round, but it was also noted that there was a seasonality pattern for the different pathogens that were identified. So for example, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus and Delta coronavirus were noted more in fall and winter, with the dock more than 4 to 10 times higher of a case positivity than they were in the summer. PRRS identification increased in spring and fall, where Seneca A virus really was increased over summer and warm winter months. But it was also shown that trailers that didn't have clean and disinfection were a lot higher, and those that were dual use, for example, if they hauled pigs and cattle, also showed an increased level of contamination.
Who primarily will make use of this information, and how, and with what objectives in mind?
This information really is geared towards anyone that's a stakeholder in swine production, and that would include veterinarians, producers, truck wash staff, drivers, and even plant staff, really all to help bolster and increase focus on biosecurity and the reduction of disease risk, both within trailers for drivers as well as what's occurring at the packing plant. And again, all of this is really intended to reduce the disease risk across all areas of pork production.
Given these findings, what are the recommendations moving forward?
It's important to note this study really highlights the value and importance of implementing biosecurity for trailer sanitation and driver unloading practices year-round. The plant dock is contaminated. There's no one particular season where it is not, and poses a significant contamination risk. Trailer cleaning and disinfection can significantly reduce that contamination risk. And driver awareness and education for the reasons for clean and disinfection and even PPE use can also help to improve our biosecurity.
How can anyone interested get more information?
This report is available in the June Schick newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
For this information and much more, please see swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.